The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends, fiends, people in between.
What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer or
I forgot. Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the fuck out of here.
Suck
all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by a little MRF. Now fuck off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2.
Something special.
It's just cute.
Shit tonight. So, you know what time it is.
Okay.
It's Friday. Well, it, depending on when the shit comes out. Well, not even depending. When it comes out, it won't be Friday.
I mean, no, it is Friday today.
Well, it's Friday day. But,
what is time?
What is time? I honestly don't know. But welcome to the Fancast. It's,
welcome.
It's Lord MRF. Yes. It's like, what, the second time I've hosted this thing?
Wait, did you say S?
I said MRF.
And I thought you added an S.
There was no S. Did you?
There was a yes, oh. I believe.
Yes. He was like, yes.
It was a yes. I said it very quickly.
Okay, sorry.
MRF, yes.
My auditory processing is...
So you already starting stuff. You're getting skipped. I was gonna introduce you, but now you want to be... No, you're getting skipped.
And somehow already added 20 minutes to the intro.
Okay, what is, like, you're gonna stop with this.
You stop.
These accusations.
You stop.
I've done nothing wrong.
Listen here, buddy.
I'm listening.
We have Black Mitch.
Black Mitch in the house. Not much, man. It has been a week. It is still ungodly gooks hot outside.
Working outside?
If, man.
God damn, man.
All day, and just... sweat that everything
that
everything.
Florida wet blanket hit you
like walking through a stale ocean just
I mean shit, something because like where I'm at, like it's like super cold, like the air is done. It's either the air is broken so it's like hot as shit, or like it's like cold as fuck, we gotta wear a jacket. So it's like I'm in between going the super cold and the heat to like go on my car, so it's like I gotta keep throwing on a jacket and taking it off.
That's how,
like,
you get pneumonia.
You know, I low key think I might have got pneumonia. So
no,
this arc here is actually your death throes.
But you know what?
Yeah. I have that same issue when I walk in the house because my shirt's completely wet from sweat.
You see?
And the air's blasting as soon as I get in. It's freezing.
Well, maybe you guys shouldn't have the AC blasting.
Well, I live with a certain people that like to keep the air blasted very cold. So I think they 60s? Have it on about like 69.
69? Oh, what kind
beautiful.
Of fuck?
Are you a fish? That's corpse.
First
that's
off, corpse. Nice.
Why are you living in that?
What?
It preserves you. It preserves you.
I have one air vent in my room, and I keep that bitch closed.
That's how you do it, man. 69?
God, it's damn, an extra, man. It's an extra 10 degrees in my room, at least.
I think this is
good,
like,
body temperature for
if
me.
If you got to wear a jacket in
for
the house,
me
you
and
do
my
too
snake.
Much.
No, absolutely. I think that people should be comfortably warm, which I think is 75 lowest.
No.
Lowest.
That's,
you know, that's
to
a
me,
nice
I think
pushing cool.
75 is like I'm
cold.
Trying to save energy. I'm trying to save energy. I'll leave the house at 75.
75 is
you
energy?
Leave the house at 75?
Yeah.
No, like when he leaves the house, he'll set it to 75 because he's not
No, that's
here.
What I'm saying. It's like you leave the... No. Like when I leave the house, it's on 80.
Oh, why? What temperature do you bring it down to? All right, real quick. Black Mitch fact for you.
I'll bring it down to 77, 76.
Black Mitch fact for you. All right, so that's not a bad temperature glide, but if you're leaving the house at 80 and then you put the house down to 69 when you get in, you
that's
are burning so much energy.
That is true.
Just get that unit up. Blow the unit up and your electricity bill is going to be insane.
Absolutely.
So, like, leave it at a comfortable temperature all the time or slight adjustments like y'all make, but, like...
Yeah.
I don't follow that. I go from 75 during the day right down to 68 at night. I'm a fucking heathen. I don't take my own advice. I know better, but I fucking sleep better like that. I want to be bundled up in a blanket to protect me from the night terrors that are trying to get me because I let my guard down at night while I sleep.
Right.
But I can't put that blanket on and be protected if I'm sweating.
If you're also hot.
Right.
Right.
So it's a fine line.
No, I mean, that's valid. That is valid because I... One thing I do hate is if I'm, like, sleeping and I, like, wake up because I'm, like, hot all of a sudden and then I have to, like, readjust, you know, like, maybe I wore the wrong kind of pajamas, like, they're too thick, so maybe I have to change or, like, you know, take the blanket off halfway or something because it's just, like,
pee.
Hot. Yeah, and I've got to pee. You know, I want some water, too, while I'm at it and it's, you know, not fun. So I understand you want to be comfortable, but, yeah, going in and out though from outside when it's like really hot to like inside when it's really cold, that is a actual health thing risk. Yeah, fun facts.
Get the facts.
Sources, trust me, bro.
You're still not going.
I was gonna say you're last.
You're still going last. Artrell, man, how you going?
I'm doing.
How's everything been going, man?
I'm doing all right. Other than the same complaint about this heat, my friend, I'm doing just fine and dandy.
Oh shit! Well, so you gotta do any like heavy stuff in this heat?
The heaviest thing I gotta do is like trim hedges.
Oh god!
Because you gotta lift the hedge trimmers probably like 40-50 pounds with the motor and then the trimmer, and then you gotta hold it up high and fucking.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's just. It's,
and then he's also got to carry those balls of steel. Balls of steel.
Just hot outside, bro. You gotta carry the blower. There's a backpack, this heavy ass backpack with the fucking blower thing. That shit's fucking. It's too hot for that shit. So I'm currently looking for new employment.
You gotta pretend it's a minigun. That's the only way to get through the heat.
I mean, I do.
With that blower on your back.
Sometimes I just take it and put the blower in my face.
But then it's just hot air.
Get the sweat off my face.
Oh, damn.
It might be hot air, but it's not as hot as the goddamn sun outside. So.
Jeez. I mean, sometimes, yeah, any air is better than no air.
I wrung my shirt out last week, and it had dropped probably a good, like, 2 cups of sweat out of it. It was disgusting.
Wow.
Did you drink it?
No, I didn't drink it.
Did you make Kevin
drink
it?
It was off the
it?
Goddamn concrete.
Did you make
how
the boss drink it?
I did not make. I did not make the boss drink it.
You should have slipped out
wait,
his drink.
How much? Are, how much?
The
you gotta pay me
sweat, if you were to wring the sweat out into a cup, how much would some? How much would it take you to be paid to drink that?
I don't know. I'd say like what 50,000.
You know, I saw.
Nah, you going high.
Ooh. I mean, what do you mean? That's not that high.
It's your sweat.
I don't think that's that high. I don't think that's.
I don't
yeah,
think that's
but it's a whole cup of your.
I was
going
to say, and that's
it's
gross.
A whole cup of yeah. Your salty ass sweat, bro.
And I've smelled myself for? After.
Okay,
no,
all right.
I think
all right.
It's going to be bad regardless.
I'd say, like, all right. 2,000. 2,000 bucks, I'd do it.
I would not do it for 2,000.
Just plug my nose
the whole time.
You'd
be like,
"It's gonna be so salty."
Well, and it's going to be all that, like, any acne you got, that's going to be all swept out with it.
And that's
any,
the
like,
dumb outside, like, fucking weed whacking and shit. So I'm getting dirt and grass and shit.
I feel like sweating is, like, always, like, kind of a detox for
all
your body. So,
face.
Like, to just drink that back.
Ugh.
Yeah, I drink an entire gallon of water on this job.
Detoxed, right?
The other day.
But wouldn't drinking it, in a sense, be like...
putting that energy back into
no, that'd be like drinking
waste.
The bath water.
No, only
or your
because
pee-pee.
Only because that's what your body is getting. Yeah, that's what your body's getting rid of.
Some people pay good money to drink bath water
and pee-pee.
Only from hot chicks who are probably clean already.
But that's just nasty. Like I don't know. I think that there's really no right answer to that question.
Being paid to drink the sweat.
Yeah,
How much would you be paid to drink the sweat? Don't say nothing goofy.
What do you mean?
Don't say nothing goofy. Don't say no.
$1 billion.
$1 million gazillion dollars.
Look, I can't skip you because you're the last person. So let me just go ahead and say it. We got Dandy here. Danny's also here.
Boo this woman.
Fan favorite, it's your boy.
Boo this woman.
I think honestly, if I knew I was guaranteed to get paid and it was 2 cups of my very own sweat, I verified that it is my sweat.
I never
sweat.
Said 2 cups. I
well,
said
how,
1 cup.
1 cup?
Oh, she's doubling the money though.
Oh, okay.
She's
1 cup.
From Costco.
And I know it's mine. I know I'm going to get paid. Honestly, probably like $100,000 at least. If I'm going to get paid, bro, I'm getting paid. Like,
$100,000?
At least. I mean,
that's got to be extra.
Listen,
it's got to be ass crack sweat.
Like, at that point, you're making it seem like I want you to drink, like, yeah, like Mitch said, ass crack sweat.
Listen, you're
not
I don't care.
You're
like crusty ass.
I don't care.
Like, you just got done shitting.
Ew,
that,
what?
You've
shit
had,
sweat. Shit
yeah.
sweat.
No,
that's what
you
make it seem like.
You
make it seem like.
You
can't
even pay me for that. No.
You can't be paid.
You've had hard diarrhea so hard that you've just been cold sweating.
Ew.
And a little bead just went boop, right
it
on
just
down
rolled
the
off
chute.
Of it. It like cascaded off the
and
tip.
Somehow made a whole cup.
And it's running down your leg.
That is obscene. Absolutely the not.
All right, for the Patreon, we will mail you
footage of somebody drinking
a vial
poop sweat.
A vial of
poop
Space
sweat.
Boys poop sweat.
It's miscellaneous poop sweat. It could be.
We'll give her food poisoning.
I'm gonna make a concoction for you, a holiday special. You can collect all the fiends poop sweat.
The exclusive poop sweat.
I'd be a little bit worried about
actually
the person that would buy that.
Oh, well, you buy
being
it
being a listener of ours.
Well, no, you buy it. You buy it at the line. In the line, at Toxic Mitch's Emporium.
Ah, okay,
yeah,
that makes sense. That makes it better.
That's one of the things you buy when you're walking
see,
out
look,
in the line. You like, see it as you're leaving. You're like, oh, I was thirsty.
Look at this here.
Look at this delicious black
this delicious
poop sweat.
Refreshing
look,
drink.
If you shake it, you can see the flecks. It's like Goldschlager, but like,
oh my god,
Butschlager.
Why are we like this?
Butschlager.
It's beautiful. It's
why are we like this?
This is why we come here, because it's beautifulness.
This is why you tune in and you like roll the windows up and make sure nobody in the car next to you can hear what you're hearing.
No, you turn this shit up. You let them hear. You let that grandma next to you in the fucking Prius hear.
You make threatening eye contact
while
you do it.
Eye contact. Before though.
Wait, no. I was going to say a thing.
Oh, shit. You didn't.
I didn't say the thing I was going to say. There was also this other hypothetical about if you let someone chop off a finger of yours for $1 million. And basically the girl's point was like, how do you actually determine, though, how much money is worth whatever? Because it's like if they said they weren't going to give you $1 million, but they were going to give you $999,999.99, you know, and it was just a cent off from the million, then would you still take that? Or what is the shifting?
No, I'm not going to take that. And I'll tell you why. Because whoever's deciding to give me that one penny less is being petty as fuck. And I don't appreciate the disrespect.
It's like that, you like, give you all the money and you're counting it.
Bruh.
You're like, wait a minute.
That mother.
Wait a fucking minute.
I should have known problem. When he gave me change.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to know there's a problem when he hands me 99 cents in coins.
Why'd you give me all these pennies, bro? Hey, bro, I know 4 pennies. No, something's man. Up.
I was just, you
what
know?
You doing?
Now this roll look a little light. What's going on?
Coming up in your hand a little bit.
I feel like if you're gonna say, hey, you gotta pay me for, but you went down on your price. You said 50,000, then you went to 2,000.
That is a huge markdown. He was like, whoa. Yeah. I mean, it is mine. It's not butt crack sweat. So
I get that. Yeah, we upped the ante with the butt crack sweat. So.
You gotta drive. You drove market prices way down. Shit.
Right. Yeah. There's definitely fucking levels. And butt crack sweat is fucking up there. High for price.
God, Mitch's Black Mitch's Emporium, Toxic Emporium's got a lot of.
It's gonna be a lot of interesting stuff coming here.
All types of.
We got a lot
souvenirs.
Of overhead we gotta clear.
It's probably gonna stink in there.
Oh, no, no. See, that's the beauty of it. It's not gonna stink in there. And that's the selling point. Literally. It's like, come on down. It doesn't stink in here. Like, come see all this gross shit, but, like, believe your nose.
Believe your nose. It'll be a beautiful experience. You guys just, you're going to love it when we finally open. It's going to be great.
It's going to end, world hunger.
Absolutely. It's going to bring all the troops home.
Peace on Earth.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, goes hand in hand with bringing all the troops home.
Stop? I got something. Yeah. But will it stop false reporting?
Oh, of course, yeah. It'll clean everything up. It'll get the shit stains out of.
No more liars.
Are you telling me there will never be another Gone Girl situation?
Flushed right on down the drain.
Because, you know, on one hand, I kind of got to appreciate the length some people will go through. To just, you know, for whatever reason, just lie about the goofiest shit. Because... If nobody knows what I'm talking about this nice young lady called.
Cold.
She's named Carly Russell.
She is named.
Well, she decided to do something. I kind of appreciate it.
If that's her real name.
I didn't even think about that. Is that her real name?
Great. God, she lied about one thing. What else is she lying about?
Well, see, Carly one day decided to say, she just decided to go missing. Caused a whole panic.
No, she decided to say that there was a child alone on the interstate.
Oh yeah, let's look back
well,
up.
Oh
that
no,
part.
Well now here's the thing. Like, do we know of any actual like motive as to why she'd want to go missing?
Apparently she was trying to get back at her boyfriend or wanted some attention for her boyfriend. And it blew up more than she expected. It was going to.
But we got to give this important. Oopsies. We got to give this important beginning to this story because, what was alleged was while she was driving down the highway, she saw a toddler on the side of the road.
As one does.
No, she saw this toddler. Being the nice person she is, she decided to get out to try to help this little innocent being. And that's when she disappeared.
She was on the phone with somebody and then she like screamed and then she acted like then she hung up the phone or whatever and then she turned it off and she made it sound like she got kidnapped in the phone and then hung up. And then she apparently was hanging out all these people were praying for Carly and all these well wishes as motherfuckers do and apparently she was hanging out in a fucking hotel eating snacks and shit. She had snacks in her fucking...
She had snacks in her car.
She had snacks in her car, takes him to the hotel, stays there for 2 days, and then goes back home. And she gets caught because she is walking home, and they catch her on the Ring camera, and she's walking by herself. No kidnappers, like, no nothing. She just walks... nonchalantly walks back to her house after 48 hours.
Wow.
And apparently it is because she wanted to get some attention from her boyfriend. But she Jussie Smollett. She Jussie Smollett.
Well, that's next level right there. That's
she Jussie Smollett.
Jussie Smollett shit right there. Because like, what was the thought pattern when she was coming up with that story right there?
I mean, what was she just trying? She was just to make her boyfriend worry, probably because he was cheating or something. And,
and she wanted
to be like, I want somebody to worry about me.
No, literally, I've heard.
You don't cheat on me. You don't cheat on me. I'm gonna get kidnapped. Like that.
People do stuff like that. What like, people? Children. I'm gonna run away, and you're gonna be so upset when something happens to me.
This is an adult,
you know. But I'm just saying, like, it is. It's not an unheard of tactic.
Adults to run
try
away.
Yeah.
You know how many adults do you know have that have run away?
I'm not saying I personally know.
She got a backpack full of fruit snacks, and she dipped, huh?
No, seriously. Like, I mean, it's not unheard of for people in general to want someone to worry about them. So I don't think it's like such a crazy thought to be for her to be like, oh, you know, and maybe she really just did not have the, again, because this is, I think, childlike behavior to not think that, oh, you know, if someone is saying that they're kidnapped or they're in danger, I should take that seriously, because that's not something you joke about as an adult person. You don't send stuff to your friends or your family, be like, help, help, you know, and just for giggles to see what they'll like do. That's so weird, and it's like such a, I think, betrayal of trust, honestly. There's just certain lines you don't cross. I mean, and a fun fact, like maybe a month or two ago, I was driving to work and there was a kid on the side of the road. He actually ran out into the street, into the lane, and I had to like slam on my brakes. It was like a fucking 2-year-old, and I was just so shook and confused, and I'm like hoping the kid just like runs back to the thing. So I'm like sitting there, and there wasn't like a lot of traffic, thankfully, like on this part of the road. But there was a car behind me, and the kid like kind of like makes his way back up onto the sidewalk. And a part of me was just like, oh, maybe I should like pull over and make sure he like gets back into his house or whatever. But then I was like, at the same time, I don't know. I don't.
You think it's a setup, baby?
I didn't think it was a setup, baby. I was just like, I don't know, though. But I felt bad because I could have helped.
That's how you get haunted.
It's a ghost, baby.
Yeah, you are so lucky you did not stop for that kid. You would have gotten so haunted. Big Boss would have been so pissed. Lord MRF, and you got a ghost in the house?
You should have kept that story to yourself. I don't think telling this that you just let a little kid almost get hit and you drove off.
I did not.
She did not report it to anybody. She didn't say an adult came out.
Listen, the car behind me, I did see they stopped and got, like, they pulled over.
And he had, like, really greasy hair and was rubbing his hands.
Well, listen. Last time, as you can see, the last time somebody tried to pull over to help a 2-year-old that they saw on the side of the street, they got kidnapped.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about it.
I didn't know what could happen. And I know that's, like, oh, but it's a kid, but they help the kid. Okay, yeah, I'm supposed to help the kid. That would have been great, I'm sure.
That's why you need a Glock.
You know, I just wasn't prepared to help the child, and I'm sorry. At least I can admit it. But, you know.
When you go to heaven.
That kid's all right. That kid's cool.
When you go to heaven, and that little snatched up child.
That kid's home.
Comes out. Fruit snacks in heaven.
He's home.
With his Lord and Savior.
Listen.
Oh my God.
That kid, if the kid even did exist.
The kid I'm talking about existed.
If he wasn't a ghost child.
The kid's fine.
Fine with our Lord.
But for real, like, it's pretty wild.
The kid was in on it.
The kid was in on the.
The kid got a cut.
Gets a little $50 bill. It wasn't even a kid. It was just a midget.
It was just a small person. It was a little man.
Yeah, it was a perspective thing. You were farther away from the camera than he was, so it looked way little.
They paid him like $50, gave him like a bottle of like
a mini handle of scotch.
Like Jim Beam. Like, hey man, go run out in front of the next car that you see.
Oh, okay, I'll do it. Whatever. You're paying me.
What you didn't know was the other car was actually in on it, so they were actually picking him up to take him to the next spot.
Damn.
As soon as she gets out of the car, you snatch up. It's classic.
The whole way.
Well,
what you didn't know is the tree that was nearby also in on it.
The tree's also a paid actor. Oh my gosh.
But going back to that, Just imagine being this chick's boyfriend, though, and she, like, when she comes back and the police questioning is happening, like, imagine, like, just listening to that, like, and, like, being there, and she's like, well, you see what happened was I was driving down the highway, and then a babe popped up, because, like, if anybody, if I'm letting you know right now, like, if you ever told me shit like that, I'd be like, bro.
She's I'm like, lying.
I'm like,
imagine being her parents, bro. Like, she didn't tell her parents either, so she's just acting like she's missing her parents. You're fucking worried. This bitch has disappeared.
Bro,
all
listen,
for, you all
can't...
for you to get back at your boyfriend.
You, there's so many ways to do that.
And you know,
but
for
you,
a little
you,
while.
You decided to do the most insane one possible.
Just
and you
go
did
missing.
It in a way where you didn't.
People go missing
no,
all the
but
time.
But you did it in
to
a way where you didn't even tell a good enough story that was believable.
You had all that time to think.
Exactly, because she was gone for at least 2 days.
And that was and the weak ass story you came up with.
Oh, yeah, it was a baby on the side of the fucking highway. Like, there's cameras on the highway.
Well, and here's the problem with that story, is I think that's really the only reason why they even, like, made it such a story and were, like, trying to pursue her. I don't know. Or, like, talk about it because they're like, oh, a baby. And, like, babies make everything different, like, when there's kids involved. But obviously there was no actual kid.
Mm. You hate to see it.
Whatever. That bitch is a liar. That's all that matters. The moral of the story is you can't trust these hoes.
Don't trust these hoes. If you're going to lie, at least try to lie better. Come up with a better story than that. You got to give the people something that you can at least get away with for 2 months. You need at least a 2 month window with the lie.
No, she just let it rock for 2 days.
But you know who's been lying? Who's been lying for a good minute? Well, technically, I don't even think of a lie because I never trusted in the first place. Lizzo. Lizzo been out here fucking.
Okay, so
fronting like a bitch.
All right,
right?
Because
I thought she was stupid
yeah,
and I hated her.
But no, everybody want to get mad. Like, oh no, I love Lizzo. Oh, Lizzo, she's a good representation for body positivity. Like, oh, she's such a good person. Now look at this.
Look at this. I think I like her more now.
And you know what?
Yeah, but all you bitches trying to say, oh, look at Lizzo, look at her as a goddamn fat ass role model, and she ain't even on your goddamn side. She don't like fat people.
No, yeah,
either.
She hates you.
If you fat, she gonna roast on you.
And she pretty much now it just seems like she just stayed fat because the fat bitches is the one, you know, she is they're relatable now. And so they like her. And that's why everybody likes Lizzo, because she's big as fuck and they're big as fuck. and they think that they could be fucking famous.
I mean,
like,
yeah,
she is. She gives them hope.
I don't.
And she doesn't even like them.
Well, she apparently she has like three different dancers, ex dancers, I believe it is, who are suing her basically under the guise of just like a terrible work environment, like sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment, you say?
Was she grabbing them by the swall?
How was Lizzo sexually harassing?
So apparently they are alleging that there are different instances
where.
Not, well, probably, yes. But specifically, like, she really loved for her team and crew to, like, go to strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're free, baby. We love to just be out here doing whatever. And, you know, that's cool and stuff. But it was kind of more of, like, how these people are describing it. Like, if you didn't go, then, like, you kind of were looked a little bit down on type deal. So it was, like, more... It wasn't like, oh, this is fun for us to just do, like, as a thing. Like, no, you have to come.
Or you're going
to
get flogged.
And they had different instances where there's, like, you know, nude dancers, and she's encouraging, you know, her dancers, her crew, whatever, to, like, touch the naked breasts of people.
Oh, yeah.
Or also catch things that are being launched out of... said performers.
Dildos being launched out of strippers' vaginas.
But also bananas.
So hold on.
She is encouraging
this
them.
This is mighty important.
I got some follow up cross examination I need
just
to
get
do.
Past this because this is very important.
So are all these strippers trained to launch things first?
Strippers.
I think they must be.
If they work on their Kegel, they work on their Kegels. They probably got the
setup.
They probably got the muscle.
I'm assuming the strippers are like on the stage. They insert. See, because if Lizzo wants these whatever you want to call them, what are they? Her dancers.
Yeah, they're dancers.
You know, I'm not mad at them for being upset because it's like, you know, It's one thing you got me in this bitch. I don't even want to be in here, right? Mm-hmm. It's something again. You got me. Now I got to fucking follow these titties. I don't even want to follow these titties. You can call me gay. You call me what? Hey, maybe I don't want to follow these rum titties. But it, you know, it's something totally different. If you're like, hey man, you know what I need you to do? I need you to go sit right there, and I need you to catch this dildo in your mouth as soon as she launches it out of her pussy. I need you to do that, or you're getting fired.
Or I need you to eat this banana out of this stripper's fucking pussy to possibly get herpes all over your fucking face.
Okay. Hold on. Now, this is a point I've brought up prior, and I want to bring it up again. Huh? Of the fruit, is the banana not the ideal choice because of the proximity away from the vagina?
I mean, no, if it's coming out, yeah. I feel like I would rather...
Here's the problem.
What, you'd rather apple?
No, here's the problem.
How about a strawberry?
Listen. Here's the problem with the banana. Yes, you're correct because of the length. I get what you're thinking, but here's the thing. It's the texture of the banana.
Oh, you don't want that mush down?
Once it's been in there and it's coming out, it's going to be extra mushy.
Well, I mean, are they putting the whole bare banana in there?
And it's going to be kind
of
slimy.
Are they just putting part of it?
Well,
like,
she would, wait. Wouldn't they have to put it on like with the peel on so that it can go in there?
I'm assuming pressure-wise, that shit's going to get...
Well, because otherwise, yeah, they would mush it.
They're mushing it regardless.
I hope they tip, like they split the tip and then launch it out. Yeah. That's the way I'd want it. You know, I've got a new fetish, I think. This is my villain arc. This is my villain season.
You know what?
Rise of Black Witch.
I'm not going to lie. That might be something I'd be interested to fucking witness. Just at least once.
I'm going to Thailand
like,
now.
Like seeing the banana get popped out of the pool. I guess y'all better get in contact with fucking
Lizzo. We're gonna go to Las Vegas. We're gonna hunt Lizzo down. We're gonna tranquilize her.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, apparently Lizzo's been out here wilder. Unless she's been like, apparently, I mean, obviously the most hilarious one is she's supposed to be, you know, body positive, right? But she's literally over here looking at her dancers like, are you sure you want to eat that?
Yeah,
are you sure that's really what you want to eat?
Yeah, she apparently, like one of the girls, one of her dancers by the last name of Davis. Forgive me, I don't remember
Davis.
The last name Davis. That's
her first name.
First name is last name.
Davis Davis?
No, last name Davis. That's her name. No, I'm kidding. I don't know her first name. But anyways.
Mitch Davis.
Mitchin.
But she felt like she was getting comments that were... basically in reference to weight gain from Lizzo. And these such statements followed alleged remarks Lizzo previously made about Davis's weight, which the suit claims led her to feel self-conscious and required her to speak on the issue. So apparently they had like a lot of grueling different procedures and things they had to go through in order to keep their positions, and the same girl Davis apparently soiled herself out of fear that she would lose her spot as a dancer.
At what point did she
if she went to the restroom? I guess during like rehearsals or something.
Better not shit herself on stage because I hit her with a newspaper.
Did she shit herself or piss herself?
She claims she was then given transparent shorts to change into.
I want to see next time you duke yourself.
After the shit soiling?
You get what you get. That's all Lizzo got is transparent pants. You're getting transparent pants, dookie shorts.
Where the fuck did she get transparent pants from, first of all?
I mean, Lizzo, of course, has denied like all of these allegations with like, you know, the abuse and sexual harassment and blah, blah, blah. And she said it's so appalling that...
If the pants were transparent, does that mean her p*** was showing?
All day, you see all of it. She said, "I want to see next time you shit yourself."
Would imagine that it
you don't
was...
have drawers on.
She wanted to see next time she queefed ever... too.
Okay, all right. I think though it is very just interesting because pretty much, and it's like it's been all over the internet these past few days. But even if these aren't true, which it kind of seems like it is true to some degree. I mean, we know that celebrities, like, come on, they typically get to this place where they end up being kind of dickish, especially if they're performing like musician celebrity, because I think it's a little different for them than actors. Obviously, actors still have their shit with them, but I feel like performers are around a lot more people a lot more often, especially strangers. So, you know, they can be kind of douchebaggy, and they have to work really hard to be able to put on these shows, these live shows, and all that stuff. So I think there probably is some truth to her being harsh on her, you know, crew. But
I just think it's funny.
I don't know.
It's honestly
is
a flex.
She really like
it's the best.
It's the best flex. She was like, if anybody gonna be fat, it's gonna be me.
Bruh. She put out she put out a little song bite. Like, y'all tried to sue me, but I said I don't fucking care.
Is the NDA like, y'all wanna break NDAs, y'all go ahead. But nah, man, it's like, I kinda
well, then why do you have people signing NDAs? Well, unless you are doing some weird shit.
So that's the thing. Like, things. As soon as you saw that NDA, you should have been like, I should expect a banana
is,
out of the pussy.
That is a red flag. But maybe they're like, you know what, man?
How wild would Lizzo. That be if it was in?
What's the worst that could happen? Well,
what if that was in the NDA? What if that was like, no talking about whatever you may have to get in your orifices? She really hates Lizzo.
It might be.
It might she wants be. To stop talking about Lizzo. No, that's honestly, I think that is, I think it's telling.
It's very telling, and it's absolutely fucking hilarious that all these bitches were all hyped up about Lizzo trying to be body positive, and she wants to be the only fat bitch out there.
She turned says, into Bowser.
I will be the biggest person on stage.
Which means you
not
host,
you.
You
host
out
be
there.
Fat. Of course you need to be fat, but bitch, you don't you be up there fatter than me.
You hoes out there still need to lose weight now.
You're too big, bitch. Sorry.
Now.
I am the fat one. Mm. No, well, I mean, honestly, though, she has made, and this is no body shaming shit, so don't even come at me, bro. Like, but she's made being fat, like, her whole personality, her whole shtick, her like appeal is I'm a big girl. Like, she literally isn't the production company like called Big Girl. Like, it's not a it's girl. It's, girl. It's like, yeah, you, girl.
Girl. You say it like that, girl.
Because that's girl. How it's spelled. It's like G R R R R R L.
That's how it's spelled. Or I'd actually say it.
It is big girl. It is big girl and not big girls. Plural. It's big girl.
One girl.
Her
this town ain't big
else.
Enough.
There's only room for what?
There's
there
only room.
Can only be what?
The fat Highlander.
L to the Izzo.
B to the Izzo. yeah, but, you know, she's going to do what she got to do, I guess, but.
She ain't have to do that.
You know who doesn't have to do what they're trying to do? That one lady who's a boxer, who's trying to fight the guy who's a boxer. Why you do that? You don't have to do
thing,
that.
Clarissa Shields, she good. She a good boxer. She a good, I, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to throw no shade. But it's like, the problem is, we got to be a little realistic here.
She is a great boxer. She's a two-time Olympic champion.
Okay.
And she, I believe it said that she was the only female or male to hold titles in all four classes.
Mm. She's
so out of
all
both
weights.
The genders?
Yeah, out of both genders.
She's the only one to do it.
She's the only one to do it.
Let's
so she
go.
Is she is a champion. She is a champion fighter.
Yes, she's good. She good with her shit. Like, no shade, no hate, no nothing. No knocking her. Like, she a good fighter.
However, there is a fighter named Keith Thurman, and she has been calling him out.
He coming off of a win.
She's been calling him out for a fight, and he actually accepted the fight.
Okay.
They're going to do it for charity, so it's not going to be for, like, any belts or anything, of course, yeah. But...
So it's like an exhibition
It's
match.
Just for flexing rights.
Yeah, it's
and
an
the,
exhibition
and the charity,
match.
Apparently.
It's just for flexing.
but it's such a weird situation, so obviously, you know, even though, you know, it's for charity, you know, there's going to be egos involved, so she posted her video, you know, showing her in the ring, getting it and whatnot, but it's like, you know, this is all interesting to watch, but at the same time, here's the thing. I want to see it go through. Like, I actually want to see the actual match happen because I feel like it'll be fucking historic. Because when it fucking happens, bro, people's heads are going to fucking explode. There's going to be so much back and forth about that shit. They'll be like, what the fuck is happening? Why is there a woman fighting a man right now? And on top of that, the shit can only go two ways. Mm. And for him, it's kind of like a lose-lose. Because if you lose...
You got your ass beat by a woman.
Yep.
And if you beat her...
Or if you throw the match very obviously.
You just beat up a woman.
So it's like, but I still want to see it.
Well, he's still a fighter too, bro. He is he's the former welterweight world champion.
He's the one that lost, right?
He held the welterweight championship from 2015 to 2019, so for 4 years, and then he held the WBC title for 2 years, 2017 to 2018. So
he's good.
The guy is not a slouch boxer.
Yeah. Nah.
He was getting back and talking shit about her also. He did say that he'll let her wear, he'll wear bigger gloves. He'll let her wear smaller gloves. He said something about not wanting to punch a woman, but he doesn't really want to hit a chick in the face. Oh, about headgear. He said he'll let her wear headgear. And he won't wear any headgear.
And it's like, I feel so conflicted about things like that. Because on one hand, like, yes, there is, like, actually a difference between men and women's bodies, right? Just generally. It's not a one thing fits all, okay? Don't come at me. But generally.
I've seen gloves.
Why'd you bust out that Brooklyn accent?
I don't know.
You hate
anyways. But, so there is a difference, and that's the reason why, I mean, inherently I think that, you know, sports are typically separated between men and women, and there's been this whole, you know, debate and debacle about even like the trans people and where they fit into the sports, but that's a whole separate conversation. So like, with all that being said, I do also feel like if you are equally matched, you're equally matched, you know. I think that some people will always have, like, no matter what you come against, like, someone's always going to have an advantage and someone's going to have a disadvantage. And in this situation, I don't necessarily think that her being a woman is a disadvantage inherently. Like, it's not directly a disadvantage. It could be.
Absolutely a disadvantage.
It could be a disadvantage. But if she really is, you know, just so great and so, like, well-trained, then she could find a way to, in fact, beat him, even if, you know, maybe she's not physically, like, she doesn't have as much mass as him, or, you know, as much, like,
he's power gonna accidentally behind punch a her punch. In a titty.
Well, it's also about her being able to take punches from a man as well. Yeah,
that is, but I mean, I think that she, because I've seen, there's a show on Netflix.
I mean, it's definitely one-sided.
Called, you know, remember the Physical 100 show?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like the Koreans.
Yeah.
And they, you know,
that
there's
great.
It's a great show. I love that show. Yeah, exactly. If you haven't watched that show, fucking watch it. Okay? Well, no, it's like real life.
We're not going on tangents.
But, okay.
We're not going on damn tangents.
I'm just saying it's great.
We're not going on tangents.
But there's women and men that fight on there.
Yeah,
and
but they're just wrestling.
It's wrestling.
Now, here's a scary question.
What happens, for example, that one bodybuilder chick versus the fucking MMA dude? It didn't fucking matter. Yeah, she was buffer than him, but he still fucking manhandled her.
Now,
yeah.
So it's like, we gotta be realistic with this fight. It's like, yeah, not, once again, not taking away none of her fucking accolades, but it's like,
but I think it
she's
also
not gonna beat him.
Inherently sexist, though, to assume that she can't beat him just because she's a woman.
Anything possible.
Okay, but like, what happens if she gets in that ring and he accidentally kills her? Because that happens in boxing.
She signed the contract. So.
No, but yeah, but what does that do to men versus women? Like, what does that do to the co-ed?
It puts a stop to it.
It teaches. It teaches them.
That's what it does.
It teaches them. Yeah, it teaches them a fucking lesson.
Oh my god!
Toxic Emporium.
It teaches them. You know what you
it
do?
Teaches them a lesson.
Y'all it teaches need, them that you need to start fighting those trans men in the ring and not the men.
Right, y'all.
The trans men. Fucking rock your ass too. What are you talking
about?
They
better figure it out.
It teaches them, y'all better watch your goddamn mouth. That's how you
should learn to cheat better.
You should have been talking shit.
You start putting weights in your gloves.
Yep, start putting marbles in there.
This could be great, actually. This could be a great thing to happen.
Because I don't want to assume. Like I said, I acknowledge biology, okay? But I don't want to assume just because
she's
a woman.
Anything's possible. But okay, let's be realistic. If you had to put money on it, would you bet that when if this match does in fact happen, would you put money on it, no matter how much? Would you put money that she's going to win?
Well, I'm not a betting gal.
Okay, that's all I need to hear. That's all I need to hear.
Oh, okay.
Hypothetically, if you were a betting gal, would you put money on her?
Now, you can't get this money back.
Do you think a professional female boxer could beat a professional male boxer?
That's a simple question.
Potentially, yeah.
No potentially.
Well, then, yeah, I do think a female could beat a male boxer. Absolutely. All right.
When she gets her ass whooped, I don't want to hear none of you bitches talking about her goddamn female
now,
abuse, blah, blah, bullshit.
I wouldn't recommend it. I don't think it's something that we need to be doing. But if if you feel confident enough, then who am I to say that?
The general surgeon?
See, I'm going to support
the surgeon general? Yeah, which one? Ever. The general surgeon?
The surgeon general.
He's out here doing things on the battlefield.
Oh, he whoops her ass, bro.
Why?
That would be kind of hilarious.
It'll be funny. That's why.
Not, it's funny to see women getting beat up.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's funny to see women getting beat up. After
have you ever been on YouTube, Space Boy? Have you even been on YouTube? Have you just flicked it on and just...
Oh my, I don't even know who you people are.
It's
right
funny
now.
It's funny to see a person talking shit getting beat up. It doesn't matter whether they're male or female. That's sexist.
If she was super nice and like, sir, I hope you have a good day. And like,
She called him out.
You're a great athlete and I respect you. Let's have a sparring match. Nah, she was like, your dick's little and I'm gonna beat you up. And you can't have that.
Because this literally all started because he made a comment about a recent boxing match. Basically, he was talking about the dude who lost. It was a good fight.
Okay.
And then in the midst of him commenting on that, it's kind of like a stray bullet situation. He's commenting about that. She came out of nowhere challenging him. So that's when now we're
at. She came
out
the woodworks.
She came out the woodworks.
And then she thinks she's tough. She got tough and released a video.
A one-minute video of her
sparring with different dudes in the ring.
Oh.
But once again, nobody's saying she don't got the hands, but it's like you're antagonizing at this point.
Plus, that guy's just going to sit and train.
Yes.
Nonstop.
He's going to one-punch man.
He's got a blow up doll that he has.
I feel like this is just. I honestly feel like it sucks for everyone involved because, because, like you said, there's the layers for him, right? Like, if he loses, then he has to deal with, number one, did you throw it? And, like, that's shitty. Or number two, did you actually get beat up and people are going to make fun of him for that? Or he can, beat her ass, and then people are like, oh, my God, you sick motherfucker. Like, why'd you even do that? But then on the woman's side, she could beat him, right? But then people are still just going to negate it and be like, he gave it to you. Even if he didn't, they're just going to say, oh, he let you win. There's no way.
Because rightfully, they're going to be Gasper Basps. They're going to be like, what?
There's no way.
Check her for paint craft on this.
There's no way. There's no way.
Run her for penis. Get out here. Get the forensics.
Check her for, is she on the juice?
Or they're going to, or she gets beat and it honestly pisses all the other women off because now, people are just like, see, this is why women need to stay in their place and blah, blah, blah. And it becomes this whole thing and it just sets women back because they're maybe she can't beat him, but maybe there's a woman out there that could beat him.
But now we'll never know because if
she gets beat, then they're it's done.
If women were meant to be beating men up, they'd have sledgehammers for hands.
I would say if the female boxing champion in four different weight classes can't beat this dude up, then I'm gonna say it's a wrap. That's a wrap.
This is it. This is the one match.
This
is all the beans on the line.
That's about the true bell of the sexes right here.
Right. That's about the best you can put forward, I would say.
Wow. So,
all the beans in one basket about to get flicked.
When she gets her ass beat.
Not you with the win.
I don't want to hear none about no sexism shit. Bitches, okay. you better take heed. You run your mouth, you might get your ass whooped.
Oh, new world order. Starting with the back of the hand.
Y'all wanted equality, so we're gonna see you equally. Don't be crying feminism when you want equality.
this is
what equality looks like. You get treated just the same. Speaking of equality, as dudes.
You know, I'm glad you brought up equality. Because you know who's serving some equality? Black Mitch's favorite female rapper.
That Doge Macat.
Now, what?
Doge Macat's a good one.
Real quick, just give you a real quick recap of Doja Cat real fast.
Oh my
and
God.
Her prosthetic cat face. So there was a time when Doja Cat...
do that? You know she's banned from the Met Gala.
Have you guys
probably for shit like that.
Have you guys seen the movie Sleepwalkers?
Nah, but I'm going to assume it has some sort of prosthetic cat face.
Dude, yeah, it's like a guy. It's like a guy and his mom, and they're like, they like transform into these weird fucking cat face fucking looking things. And they're trying to eat people that are in their house.
So they're getting attacked by cat people, basically.
Yeah,
that's disturbing.
Pretty much.
New set of nightmares.
But that's exactly what she looks like.
Are they singing and dancing like the ones from Cats?
They are not. These are not friendly cat face people.
Well, shit. I don't like that.
They're not the people that are getting pet.
First off, did y'all know what Doja Cat's real name is?
Amala.
What's the rest of it?
Like something I can't remember how to say.
Amala Ratna Zendel Delamnia?
Yeah.
That's an African dude. It makes sense.
Yes.
But yeah, she's what's going on, Mitch?
She's got some admirers. You know, she's got some fans. And a lot of people, a lot of artists, they got fans. You got the Bleebers for the Justin. You got the Swifties for the Taylors. Gaga's got her little monsters. They're dancing around.
Tell me that's not what she looks like.
The monsters?
That's fucking terrifying.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, he looks like a vampire. Yeah, so Doja Cat's fans, they wanted to get together and they wanted a name. So that when they got together on the streets, they could yell something catchy together.
I would call myself the Pussies.
Right? That seems like it would lend well. But they were like, nah, she's the cat, and they've seen her in the cat outfit. And they were like, I want to be the kittens. We want to be the kittens. We don't want to be your little monsters. We want to be your kittens.
They picked the most least aggressive fucking name possible.
You know, you got so many nipples. And we want to blindly tear at them.
Let us latch.
Let's latch onto those teats.
Please.
But she didn't like that.
She didn't like that.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. They've been doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
She's just weird now. But anyways, go on. Sorry.
Well, okay. No, so you bring up.
How long have they been doing that?
Like, for years.
For years they've been calling themselves kittens?
When did the shit start getting, like, 21? When she first, like,
19, had 2019.
What's that album with the song that people still use on TikTok with SZA?
Oh, that shit. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Juicy or like that?
No, the whatever. Okay, anyways.
You told me them people
Kiss me more or something like that?
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
2019.
Wow, that was 19?
2019.
Damn.
Shit. What is time?
But you telling me those people calling themselves kittens back then?
Yeah.
I think you made that up.
No.
Well, if they were, she didn't hear about it back then because she would have pissed them off then.
No, she's embraced it. I've seen this. She embraced it before. She literally switched up.
You got a Carfax on this?
Well, because currently she deleted it.
Daddy said she don't find it.
She said those who ran the creepy, quote-unquote, fan accounts... she said she don't even love her fans. She don't even know any of them, which good point.
Which is fair.
You know, that's fucking weird.
That's fair.
But this also isn't like the first time she's done that. She, back in 2019, told fans that they were dumb for liking her old albums because those were just cash grabs and she got them. She wrote that on Twitter. fucking Doge is my girl.
Like, I can't even be mad at that. I
love this girl.
Bro, I can't get mad at that. I ain't gonna pick. I can't.
Bro, that's classic. That is amazing. I love Doja Cat.
That's grade A.
She tweeted, Planet Her and Hot Pink were crash grabs and y'all fell for it. Now I can go disappear somewhere and touch grass with my loved ones on an island while y'all weep for mediocre pop.
Damn.
Damn, boy. Fucking, she going off.
Ooh.
She said that back in 2019?
That was 2019.
Ooh. Yeah, well, shit. It's like, I guess y'all fans really is fucking stupid. Y'all really is some kitten ass niggas, because she been going off on y'all like that since then. I don't know what to say to you.
Well, okay, I'm trying to find more receipts, but like somebody had responded like with question marks to like one of her tweets, and it was just like question mark only using the name capital you gave your fans. So now I'm trying to find where, because like, I mean, if she was embracing the shit at one point.
Nah, she probably then said in a song, y'all my little kittens, and somebody went, oh no. Yeah. She called me out specifically.
We'll see. I'm not going to give her the full benefit of the doubt. I'm not saying that she's wrong for feeling how she feels, because I mean, absolutely. Like, I think people forget that celebrities, especially like you're talking about musical artists, they are real people. They are just fucking people. Like, you don't get to like know every part of their life or feel like you're owed anything from them just because you like them, or you like, you know, think that you like them or love them or whatever the case may be.
Right.
You want a cult of mouth breathers?
No.
That you could have harass
But at the same time, I
Best Buy?
Do also think it is out of touch to act like, because number one, again, she hasn't always been acting like this towards her fans. Like, yes, she said shit out of pocket, but she likes to, you know, ruffle feathers. She's always been kind of a little snarky girl, right? Like, that's been part of her appeal, because she's not like the other celebrities.
She says she's turning it up a notch.
Now she's says, really
this is on 10, up another notch. Going to 11.
Turning up. So now she's quick. Like trying to kick it up even more. But like, at the end of the day, your fans are the only reason why you're in the position that you're in. Like, literally, you could work as hard as you motherfucking want to, which you were doing. And if people don't fuck with it and they don't push you up there and they don't, like, you know, promote your stuff and pay money to see your shows, then you're not going to go anywhere. It's just a fact. That's how it works. So
apparently she doesn't care because her fans are dumb and they're just going to keep buying her shit.
I mean, but that's the other side of it. It's like, you know, people, I think a lot of times people are like gluttons for punishment. So they're going to, you know, definitely, it's not going to hurt her career at all. But
well, and bro, she did release 100 songs. She's probably made money off of that already and is mm-hmm. on an island right now.
Well, and also these are people who are letting this woman ruffle their feathers. This is people that are letting her get on their ass. And she did a whole interview where she just meowed like a cat.
Yeah.
The entire fucking interview.
And like, this, how can you?
And this woman is lighting them asses up.
Like, yeah. That's what y'all are getting upset about.
She's also said in deleted tweets since, my fans don't name themselves shit. Fans that go on making fan pages and use my government name are creepy as fuck, and everyone should go home and delete their accounts and rethink everything.
That's real.
Yes, though. I saw that. That was like one of her recent, because like more, like in the past like 2-3 weeks, she's been on like more rants. And also, if you've been following her on like Instagram and Twitter, you see like,
I've been following her in real life.
You'll like see bitch. That aesthetically, she's also been shifting and changing and just, you know, not like getting away from like that more girly pop kind of thing that she was more associated with before. Like, she's literally just 180ing right now.
Is the Mercury in some sort of
she probably went back and listened to like all the old Future albums mixtapes. She's like, you know what, I want to make Bastard now. I'm Tyler the Creator now.
I'm going in.
I am Tyler.
I'm making VCR.
I mean, and listen, I'm all for people, you know, exploring who they are and doing, you know, what they want to do and changing their sound. I don't fucking care. I mean,
just not on your dime.
But at the same time, like, I don't know, just be genuine and like something with her. Like, I've liked Doja Cat since like 2014. I have no problems with her at all. I just, something seems like currently like
She's about to become a butterfly, a hot ass crazy butterfly. Okay. She's just in her metamorphosis.
She's
stage.
In the metamorphosis stage. She's cocooning. She's gonna pop out like Amanda Bynes. No, I'm kidding. That's that. We need to just send her good wishes and prayers because that lady is.
She losing it. Is she losing it again?
Again, yes.
Well, she can't. Oh, she. Man, what's this like the 10th time?
Seth MacFarlane rearranged those guts and did something to her.
Well,
what?
Bro. Amanda Bynes.
MacFarlane. She fucked Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let me not shout this out of pocket.
Side story.
We're talking about Amanda Bynes, right?
There's definitely
Amanda,
something wrong with her.
Okay. Amanda.
Make sure, because for a quick second, I got confused. I'm like, wait a minute. Seth MacFarlane was fucking Doja Cat?
Oh, no. That would have been.
Because they're like, whoa, what's going on
Doja
now?
Cat does have a boyfriend.
Maybe. She does like the, you
I don't
know
she if
likes
you guys
white
have seen
dudes.
Him.
That
he has a white guy, her boyfriend, currently.
Yeah, I know. That's guy. What I said. She likes him, remember? Because the internet stuff.
Yeah, they dated back in 2008.
Damn, that's crazy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she did an episode on Family Guy, and then he just started porking her. Just wow. Started banging her crazy.
Well, that's a hell of a way to go.
And
out.
Then she's now wandering the streets naked. Yes. So, hey, pro tip.
I guess the moral of the story is don't fuck Seth MacFarlane.
Do not fuck with Seth MacFarlane.
He's going to do Family Guy voices while he comes, and then he'll touch your face.
Talking like Stewie.
Do his Peter voice.
I like when you rub my prostate. Now get down on your knees.
No.
The best way to end the show right there.
But yeah, you know, everybody should get some help. Just stop what they're doing. Get some help.
Is that you going to end this, Danny?
No. Yeah. You're not the host. You can't end it like that.
I can end whatever
you can't,
I want.
You can't end it on good health.
That's how you're going to try to end your little part talking about good health?
Excuse me. I run this show. Okay?
You run this show?
No, lighter on fire.
This is
hit the button.
This is
my show, and you're all just living in it.
No,
I've got this toilet paper.
This is Lord MRF show today, and we had a good time.
No, it's
chaos.
The first time. Awful
the best
time.
Type of chaos.
I hate
you
it.
Know, everybody was here, you know. Arturo, the pillow over here, you got anything to say? Sir?
Ha ha, fat bitches.
Grab out your little chalkboard.
That boxer bitch is gonna get fucking slapped up, and
he on the watch party.
I love Doja Cat.
All right,
Black Mitch,
Queen Doge. She getting it. She can get it. She got it.
Are we turning into a Doja stan account?
I think we are.
Are we now kittens?
Oh no!
I'm doing it.
No, fuck no.
On our Patreon, you can see as we transform.
That's that Patreon content right there.
What else is on our Patreon this week, Big Boss?
We've got, don't forget the vials. You can order a vial.
Yeah, vials.
We got J Slap Boxing.
If you got the tallest tier,
if you got
we'll
tallest
mail
tier,
him to you.
We will mail Jay to your house, and he will proceed to viciously insult you to your face.
Now, if you don't know who Jay is, that's fine. That's even better.
Go back and listen to all of our episodes. You'll figure it out.
You're a terrible fucking fan because you shouldn't know who the hell that is. But yes, if you're that top tier, we're going to send him to your house. He's going to insult the shit at you, but you're going to build character from that. You'll be able to do anything in your life from that point on.
Mm-hmm. And really, honestly, that's worth more than whatever you could pay for top tier. That confidence.
It's priceless, honestly. So you're welcome. In advance.
Danny, you got anything to say that isn't telling people to fucking not do bad things?
Take care and brush your sweet little hairs.
What if they're bald?
Well, they maybe have armpit hairs.
Well, they have alopecia.
Well, does that affect armpits?
That's all.
Yeah, it affects your whole body.
Mm-hmm. All hair.
Even
gone.
The pubes?
All of them.
I was
going to
say
you
they can
smooth.
Shave their pubes, but then he hit us with the alopecia.
You're like,
so, yeah, everywhere. I mean, it depends on how bad their alopecia is, but some people can't grow anybody here.
Okay, well, massage your pores and follicles.
Well, they're inflamed.
And kick your horse?
What if I inflame follicles?
Well, that's why you should be massaging them with oils to help the inflammation. Massage your follicles, okay? And wear clean underwears, probably.
No, actually, studies say you shouldn't change your underwear.
I don't wear any underwear usually anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
That
free biome.
Doesn't
yeah, they suck.
Always comfortable.
Nah, especially in tight jeans.
I don't really wear tight jeans.
Well, then I guess that's not a problem for you.
And then when I do my dick print showing, so that's fine too.
He just dick print.
Pick somebody up.
That there he is at the public library.
Flex. That camel tail flex. It's
the camel tail. I hope I never hear that term again. Hey, boy, what you got there? You got that camel tail.
Bro, what?
Hey, bro, that camel tail looking like some jerky.
No.
Looking like you got that Slimathan Jamathan.
We're done.